tungekuwa tusha stop nini piercings
Yeah, piercings.
za
Na the
maskini
Masai's wachaga kihole.
like awananga pina you guy
Like hiyo nini ilikuwa but sasa huyu mother jua pendu hicho Kamala. Kamala, nachikia hizi stori zake. Eko nene. Episode 336, tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Na leo tukona a friend of the show, anaitua Evans Njogu, na Evans of course najua gaya yu to join straight from aside za Hagare, Buddha. Sijuko ulinisikia kwa mic check nikikuenjoy kidogo, nikisema ulienda kuwatch Germany na...
Ulinikosea shima kidogo, jo, but...
Germany versus Hungary. Ilikuwa ni? Zi, ilikuwa Germany versus. Ilikuwa which team versus Hungary? Germany.
Yeah,
ilikuwa tandika? 2-0 ama?
2-0, yeah.
Oh, okay. Iza job. but still talking of sports, of course, the Olympics zinaanza leo. Ile siku wasawa na wachisho. Na GoTV itakuwa na 6 dedicated channels for the Olympics. Na of course, kawe ni customer ni either stay connected, amu baki umereconnect, amu baki umesubscribe for the first time. Sindio?
Yeah.
And of course, packages ni kibao. Kuna GoTV Plus, ile inakuwa gani 999 shillings only. Alafu kuna ku GoTV Max, GoTV Super na GoTV Super Plus. Na hizi zote pia zinakuja na the power to watch it on your phone kwa GoTV stream.
Okay,
sindio?
Okay, yeah,
yeah. So, yeah. Olympics, niambia ni Joe, who are you looking forward to? Olympics?
For me, actually, the rugby games zilianza jana.
Ah, okay.
Kwa wewe.
Ah, sikuwa najua.
Yeah, Kenya ilianza on a bad note.
Sujui kama ni 7th ama 15th?
Yeah,
7th.
Yeah,
okay.
7th. So, tulichapo, I think, the first game na Argentina. Mm-hmm. Then the second game was at 8 p.m. Tukachapo na Australia.
Damn.
So, yeah, not a good start. Maybe nejuu ya Murkomen.
Oh, but okay.
Change of guard.
Yeah,
but I'm going to have high hopes in the athletics team. I think ukiwa na watu kama kina Faith Kipyegon pale, you've got to have some hope.
Yes. Faith kuna vile huo demjo ni the goat. Ule demjo kuna vile anawakilisha mbaya. So, so that's one of the things of course naenda ku watch. Faith nataka kuona if she's able to break another record, like break her record again.
Yeah.
But apart from that, another thing pia na look forward to ni sprinting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Omanyala.
Yeah, Omanyala, yeah.
Na stand a chance.
Omanyala, yeah.
Because kuna vile, nini jo, US na Jamaica jo, hawachekagi, you come to sprint.
Yeah.
Especially, afu madem, madem kuna udem wa US, nituwa Shakari.
Shakari Richardson.
Yeah, Shakari Richardson. So I want to see what she does in 100 meters. Because 200 meters ni Sherika Jackson. From Jamaica.
From Jamaica. Me team yangu when it comes to sprinting, inakuanga Jamaicans, you guys. Because, you know, the team, ni the third world.
Yeah.
The third world, upelekana na hizi raya zingine, of which wakona a lot of machinery, na, you know, there's a lot of investment in the USMNT, USMN.
Yeah.
No, USW.
Kuna nini? Kuna Jamaica alikuwa anaulizwa kwa nini Jamaicans are so good at kusprint.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu ilikuwa team kitoka chuo mnaambia naga. Let you and I race till day. Last person is a batty boy. Ni hivyo jo. I am not a batty boy. Yes.
Okay.
Ati hiyo ndio kitu au tumiaga ku inspire each other ku race.
Okay.
So like racing in it's such a whatever sport like kwao sprinting ni kama reggae music. Like it's in their DNA. The same thing.
Yeah.
The whole country. Si kama vile sisi unapataga ati part of the country ni wasiwa kukimbia. Alafu the rest of the country ni razi kuna kitambi kasi. Hapo inakuwa gani? Ni kila mtu jo. So of course vile tumambia wase jo. Olympics zinaanza leo. Hapa ndio pia unapataga siju the boxing champion. Misana toka leo. Olympic gold medalist. Najua sio toka gapo. Like this is where you get nini. Alafu of course
kuna demo fencing pia.
Hey, Kenya.
Yeah, some pointy flan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenya so, kuna huyo. Alafu pia ikikuja tu story na kukimbia of course kuna 100 meters and 200 meters men.
Yeah.
Who do you expect to take the gold?
Yeah, this Noah.
Yes, Noah Lyles. Afu inakuwaga confident. Afu yosemaga, ni wale wasi yosemaga, akikumit, anajua gani nda kushinda jo. Kuzo nakuambia gani nda kushinda. Alafu anangalia reaction ya kukio. Ajo ufala jo kuna vile nitamtandika. Yeah. So Noah Lyles. So vile wasi yosemaga, uzabaki umeconnect to GoTV na GoTV Plus. Of course, vile tumesema 999 shillings only. So, sisa how Olympics ziko GoTV. Iko nene.
Iko nene.
Alafu, of course, lazima tubongejia vitu kadhaa. And like one of the things ili antaka tubongejia yake ni sijuka umesikia hii story that ili happen on Thursday. Kuna vile the budget for the first lady na second lady zimerudishwa. And the argument is, if these two budgets are thrown out, then the employees or the first lady and the second lady wanaenda kotini. Yes. So, wacha tuanze na Mr. Hagari. How unachikia this story?
Well, politicians wa Kenya, au ni bo, especially when it comes to issues of resources hivyo, more often than not, wanakuanga together. So, kama ni, for example, kuincrease salary zao, hapo kunaanga cha ODM, UDA, unakutanga wana speaking in unison. So for me, like your story how to reject the budget cuts imenibo sana. I mean, I'll say to work when they are. Now, I think nimeisema kwa some other live politicians are like diapers.
Yeah.
Tunafaa kuwa change and for the same reason.
Yeah.
Umejaa tu.
Yeah. Well, they're full of diaper, shit. Stinking diapers, man. Like, alafu, I feel like ODM could join the government imepatia Ruto like a new lease of kiburi. Na feel nika saizi, atakuwa kidutu vitu na zile za eko nene. Like mtadu.
Yeah.
Ateki. Because hii story, I'm sure, like before, because ukikumbuka, mi Ruto na jwani memuangalia through zile vitu zote. Inakuangalia the five stages of what? Ile inanzaga na anger, depression, acceptance. Inakuangalia the five stages of what?
Ni depression. Acceptance. Yeah, ni depression.
Yeah.
Because the last one inakuangalia ni depression.
Yeah.
Five stages of grief. Yes. The five stages of grief. Eh? First inakuangalia ni denial. So unakunga siku ya kwanza kitukia criminals. Criminals aka jam kabisa. Yo like azi the first thing ni ku deny online jacking off. Si ndio? So that was the denial part. Then tuka protest ikakuwa ni anger. Then after anger bargaining. Unakunga vile alikuja akatoa zile za yenyewe sasa nimwasikiza nime drop the finance bill. Si ndio? Then after hapo ku drop finance bill mkaendelea na maujinga zenyu jo. So after sisi tuendele na maujinga zetu, ikakua sasa ni the time for depression. So unatikio time vile alishinda, mpaka akaitisha wasewa media, wakakuja pale, tukamtandika. Alafu I think when he accepted the reality that he's never going to be popular with the people, now the next step was going his opposition. So right now he's already, I mean his opposition kwa history, and I feel like right now we should expect more deaths. And because there's no one to speak out, najua. Yeah. So I expect resources yendele kulia. Mulichekio story kwenye happen now. Ilikuwa hapi? Ilikuwa ni pipeline? Walishia kwa makeja za ase? Mulichekio?
Pipeline, yeah. Kahawa.
Zimmerman, sindio?
Yeah.
Afu kuzini chikuwa nchikikale kamseka nituwa Casmuel. Casmuel alikuwa hile, when it's time for beating us, they'll come to our houses and find us. But when it's time to get like, nini, yenituwa, a cabinet secretary is with a clean record. That's when the blue boy is.
Na nilicheki nani akizusha sana about alikuwa na amekuwa kidefend the government sana Ruto, not even the government, Passaris. So nikacheki majuzi, oh it's so wrong, they are, you know, they are doing this in our own neighborhoods. Like even in Tao it wasn't still right.
Yeah, it wasn't still right. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. So nika mother fulani nimeona kakiwa kapumbavu sana. Of late. So ile
time beauty no brains.
Yeah.
Na unajua wakamechatisha hiyo age. Zote tumanyika kwa light skin. Alafu kwa hivyo jo. Niko shuka za mabuda wa Nyanza jo. Hey, wa mamba konda. Unajua gani ndio kitu moja? Like tukikuja na hii hizi raya za Kisumu zikujaga Nairobi. Yellow. Hata yu jina yellow. Yellow sinikamjaka fulani kalikama. Because it's so, Kule tunakuwaga melanated. Fish na melanin go hand in hand.
So, kifika bunge wana adopt some light. Eh?
Yeah, jo wana adopt some light. Yeah, so, Pasaris, and of course, so Office of the First Lady, some of the employees ni preachers. What you go?
Preachers.
Yeah, wasoku pray. There's a whole praying department under the Office of the First Lady.
On a salary, of course.
Yes, wako on a salary, yes. Na pia mino jopo pia ni mineza itwa. Kuzi wako nini? Because hakuna deliverables. Because prayers are useless. Yeah. I'm sorry to say. So, hakuna deliverables. Yeah, your prayer is just you talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Just because it's been practiced for a long. So, place kama Hungary, how is the church?
Yeah, of course. Being in Europe, wako too, you know, religious. You'll never have a conversation with someone alafu, where do you go to church comes up as you getting to know each other. So, iko tu. Mtu akijisikia ende, mtu akijisikia siende, it's all good.
Church ni mob?
Ziko.
Square, kilometer ni mob?
Not as much as Kenya. Kenya ni mob sana. Kenya ni mob sana. Kenya ni excess.
Yeah, na Sunday zinaja.
I wouldn't know jota mimi nikiwa huko sija tembea on Sundays na kwanga siku yangu ya ku relax na ku chill so but I can't imagine that is na kwanga zimejaa ka Kenya.
Did you know Jesus is everywhere?
Omnipresent.
Nini inaitwa nini? Capital city ni Budapest.
Budapest. Yeah.
Budapest.
Ndangojo Buddha, don't be a pest. Whatever. Don't.
Yeah,
help Jesus Christ stay alive. Okay. So kuzio ni kitu waga funny. I think Europe in its religion at a very fast rate. Cuz America bado iko 50-50. Jo America ina kwa place moja ajabu sana. Ni kama anataka kuacha. Na pia ni kama hataki kuacha nini. So amesema Office of the First Lady inarudi. Alafu nyinyi wote wawili wote, of course nyinyi watu wa mlima, mmechekina nani amerudishiwa? Gashago amerudishiwa helicopter. So how does that make you feel? Are you happy? Are you proud to be mtu wa mlima? Wazee walinyang'anywa, walisema sisi kama watu wa mlima tunakosewa heshima. Sasa ni kwa nyinyi collectively. So
inafaa kusaidia. He cannot see a point of view ama.
Yeah.
Ni ufala cause in address I think ya kudungwa chopa. Mimi ningekuwa Gashagwa sasa ningekata. Cause the movie na fuck naye. So ni kumaanisha it wasn't even about the mulima. Okay, it was like hovering around over them.
Yeah.
It was ni selfish. Alikuwa anazusha tu about his own selfish gains.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you need a dedicated chopper. Kenya. You can use ease on yaziko. I'm just see they have these strong machineries you can. So
alafu nini
ime mu expose more than ime massage ego yake.
Yeah.
So, but naona kama ni sign ya kumshow tu atulie cause alikuwa very much against ODM ku come into the picture. So ukiona ma CS wa ODM amekuwa nominated, you can only imagine vile ana feel. So naambiwa wewe Buddha pewa chopa tulia kiasi. So anyway, sijui acha tuone venye itakuwa.
Yeah. Alafu kuna statement imetoka from the Raila Odinga secretariat. So nataka mniambia kile mna feel.
Uh-huh.
I'll just read to like whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken note of President William Ruto's announcement regarding the reconstitution of the cabinet to include 4 members from ODM. Then akaendelea akasema some bullshit, then akamaliza, while we extend our best wishes to the nominees and trust they will contribute positively to national development, we continue to advocate for a national engagement under the conditions we have previously outlined before. Compensation to the families, release all persons, and prosecution of policemen, blah, blah, blah. Then akaruka tena, okay, mini naruka, we urge all stakeholders to remain committed to the ideals of unity and progress for the prosperity of all Kenyans. So, what is this? Bullshit?
Absolute bullshit. Yeah. If he really like wanted to be on the side of the people, he would have. But sasa when amekuwa ki castigate this government, kama huyo John Badi for example, amekuwa ki castigate all the financial decision the government ina make. Sasa hii ndo atakuwa in a position of could try to implement bottom up.
Yeah.
Ni interesting. But yeah, I think the whole thing imetuonyesha vile as citizens we are completely on our own. I say they don't give a shit about us, wako two stories out. So yeah, I think pia hiyo clarity for us itasaidia going forward, but yeah, I think it's absolutely bullshit.
Okay, Mr. Ian, do you buy the bullshit?
Don't. This is sad. It's sad. It's sad kuona like ukiangalia how nini Azimio alianza. Na akina Kioni wakiwa na masufuria kwa streets. You got. And then okay, ukisikia ODM, Azimio ODM is the strongest party there,
yes,
in that alliance. So and of course Baba alikuwa hapa chest left, right and center. Was it last year?
Yeah.
People lost their lives. True. Kuna watu biashara zao zilikuwa vandalized, whatever. And then just getting in bed with the government for just a share of power. So nikumaanisha tu this hii tu ni kama gashago kupatiwa tu chopper. Ni greediness. Na kutake opportunity kwa ecos ni kuitaint, just attainting this whole process. First of all, we didn't want politicians to occupy those spaces.
We need technocrats.
Yeah. Ukiangalia mse kama nani Joho kwa mining, like mse. Ukiangalia
sijui questionable papers.
I saw residents of Suba celebrating ati nani
badi ya mingi.
Badi. Yeah.
It gets worse. Wengi. See, it gets worse. Jo, umeche kini ni jo. Raya zimetokea Buddha langi zina protest jo. Je, zina protest kwa nini?
Ababu.
Ati ababu arudishi.
What the fuck?
So, kuna zile nafikiria, it's the actual people themselves who pay them. So, ababu ameenda kalipara kadha.
Yeah.
Huko, ziseme, zitoke. Because, how does ababu being a CS help you?
Yeah. I wish... Sorry, utanini. I wish wangekuwa na celebrate after 5 years. Kwa zile vitu wamefanya. Unajua kama like, tuseme mining, tuseme, you know, tumeweza kufind, you know, kucreate more industries through that. And you're not importing a lot of shit na nini. Ama some, you know, kuna nini zime go down on energy, whatever. And then maybe... life imekuwa like ile budget akina badi wataka map after sometimes and then we'll sit back and then you know tuwapigie makofi. That would make sense.
Yes
unaona. And then ukipatiwa cheo alafu a section hata kama umewalipa a section, this is any job ya the whole Kenya. This is not a kama ni MP ni sawa anaweza shangilia you get kama whatever happens in the county, but this is the whole nation.
But it's what
so kulipa si alafu wa celebrate in some tent huko kwenu ama kwa hotel fulani wa kichant Simba is back Kandara.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But it's whatever we need. Alafu kuna kuskuna shoko tume have na akina na Raptor na Ian to react when we are reacting to
appointments. Nominations, yes.
Isingine alafu na kunga nikisema mimi usinilete story ya Opio na Mbadi because that brings nothing to the table for me. Alafu nikasema like if it was up to me what we do is we'd have expanded kuna host inaitangwa Russia chiki. So hii host inaitwa Russia of course soja broly daddy akiwa on his way to Russia wajoge hivyo.
Okay.
So kuna broly daddy 2022. So musemaga like that's what we'd need because health sector ya Kenya imekuwa messed up for long kabisa. And even like that's one of the reasons why Evans uko hapa. Because ulikuja funeral ya mother.
Yeah.
Na mother passed away from cancer. But was cancer detected early enough? Ama kulikuwa na things that could have done, they could have been done better. Was there anything that could have been in hindsight?
Sasa? Yeah, in hindsight, I mean, also having maybe lived in Europe kidogo kuna some things unaona maybe it should have been done in a better way, maybe kuna some detections and tests zenye zige happen earlier.
Alikuwa diagnosed when?
Alikuwa just imekuwa so fast iko to use like the proper diagnosis ilijulikana on May 13th this year. So just
May 13th this year. But when did she start complaining about easy story?
Yeah, amekuwa kiona madocs for a long time, different doctors. And Kenyatta.
How many years?
kutoka 2022. Mm. So maybe like 2 years, but it was never like said that any cancer. So the proper diagnosis and tuliambiwa sasa ni cancer and you need to start chemo on 13th May.
And at that time ilikuwa stage 4.
Yeah, I think by that time ilikuwa imeenda sana cause by the time she was coming on 22nd June ndio like for once a doctor sat down and you know broke down the whole thing to the family when alikuwa naye. So all this time alikuwa anaenda husi wanapewa tu drugs and whatever and
so unasema alikuwa diagnosed on May 13th.
Yeah, May
13th. Passed away
23rd June.
Like in less than 2 months.
It's actually like 1 month. Yeah, 6 weeks to be precise.
Wow. Yeah.
He may move so fast. Any hata ujakuwa na hiyo time ya ku process pro any to may move to.
Kwa sasa nyinyi hii time yote when she was sick mko mnafikiria shida ni?
So ilianza like a small, you know, spot at the bottom of her foot. Kaenda it was removed through surgery. At that point wali test for cancer na ikasemekana that it's not there. So the foot ika heal vizuri na akaendelea na life. Hata alirudi job. Alikuwa in her last year at work, so akaretire fiti, then sasa complications zikaanza tena. So yeah, so see, at that point like after ilitolewa tulijua like tumemaliza game. So whatever was, you know, growing ilitolewa, so it was something to do with her left foot. Na maisha kaendelea like normal until sasa recently akaanza ku complain that the foot ina feel a little bit heavy, iko numb. Ndo sasa tukaanza tena like kuona madoc
again.
Yeah, around January akaona madoc. All this time anapatiwa two drugs, so it's an infection, naenda home fiti. So on May 13th ndio maybe tuliambiwa like you need to start chemotherapy. Actually
a different doctor,
stage
a different doctor ama the same place.
Amekuwa kiona a group of doctors wenye wako in close communication, so it's just like some doctor hapa na pale wana exchange notes. So yeah, but I think as a family like nikibonga na wasenye wamekuwa naye hapa wanasema like the only time walipatiwa good service to ku explain you everything that was happening ni on 22nd June, then she passed on the next day.
Yeah. So 22nd June, like what were they saying?
Oh, on 22nd June nakumbuka vizuri, it was that Saturday yenye kulikuwa na ile space big sana ya protesting
ya Utero ile ways Billy.
Yeah, exactly. Siku in the morning ali develop breathing complications. So akapelekwa husi, akakuwa booked. The doctor alikaa naye for almost an hour just talking to her and everything. Then after that akaita everyone who had come with her. So akawakalisha chini, akawauliza what is his relationship with the patient, akaexplainia everything now that happens, akawaambia as venye nimeona your condition it has gone like so far kabisa and now it's about management and quality of life. So pia I think hiyo siku alionyesha the scans and zilikuwa zina show that ilikuwa ime spread all the way to the chest area and the throat, that's why alikuwa na breathing complications. So I think that day ndo watu walikuwa sure okay maybe it's too serious because she was not in pain by the akakuwa in pain. No pain, alikuwa tu unazona lack of enthusiasm, life kidogo imemtoka, but aunge tell like iko at that stage bila kuambia.
Damn, cuz that's nini, cuz it's scary, cuz shida ya Kenya kuna kogano shida ya misdiagnosis and the fact that a lot of things will happen. The first thing I think mtu ambogani, we are checking for an infection. We are because I think when you told me about it started with the foot, nil end up nikipatia the story of a famous person. Do you kona kumbuka? Nikikwambia Bob Marley.
Yeah.
So Bob Marley started with the same thing. And now about the funny thing is because simu end up nikifaini melanoma.
Yeah, melanoma.
Because melanoma inafaa kushika mapointi na white people.
Yeah.
So kwani lineage yenu? Mother alikuwa light skin.
Zizi. Mother alikuwa dark kuniliko. Yeah, that's why pia alikuwa a little bit crazy to understand kwa sababu unashangaa melanoma imetoka wapi. Actually the doctor pia explained akasema it's a rare type of cancer for Africans.
Yeah.
So, ikukua, but it happened hivyo.
Because hiyo inakuwa like the worst thing, like cancer. Cancer is so scary, that alafu hizi ma health checks unajua pia hatukuagi tumeziseti kwa schedule. Ajichekio design kuzosomaga like every year. Mtu anafaa ku go for that full body check. But sasa shida ya place kama Kenya ni you can go for the full body check every year, but the fact that people are just looking at the money they are making. Wajua hivyo? Sasa kwa hapo unaingia hapo jo. Ungekuwa ukishindwa sina kaswende, una kaswende, enda. Let's go to the kina anguka ndio kwa like nimekuwa nikikuja hizi. Like that's the worst thing about Kenya, the fact that we all just look at the money. And I hate that. Like how is service in Hungary? Cuz nangali time nilikuwa majun nilipoka na mademo wawili, mmoja aitwa Slime, mwingine aitwa Shiko Kipusa. Nanga Shiko Kipusa shakuwa huko for since she was 8, and she was saying that the biggest difference between states na Kenya ni every time she goes to a government office. Here states anajuaga she's going to be served, and she's going to be told a specific date, and the date she's told hiyo kitu anataka itakuwa ready. But Kenya you feel kama na force wasee kumserve. Sa Hungary kwaje mshenda?
Yeah, of course kuna hizo administration processes. Unajipatanga ukienda, well, super efficient. Kuna some things una notice, but for example anytime I'm on a call, a video call na bestie yangu ama saa zingine pia nikijoin live, usually naishi just next to the road. So kuna wasi who complain, aye buda kwani unaishi hospitali juu every time utasikia ambulance ikipita.
Yeah.
But that inakuonyesha that ukiita ambulance you are sure itakuja na it can save a life. But hapa Kenya, how sure are you that say something happens utaita ambulance na ifike on time? It's rare. So yeah, in terms of services, service delivery, I think it almost feels as if they love their country more.
So,
see, just for the sake of it, it's because they are doing something good for their country, which is maybe a little bit different hapa kidogo. And ofisi administrator anafaa kukusaidia na ingia 11 na bado anakuja na you know some arrogance na madara fulani. So yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, because I remember pia kuna kitu moja nilishaisema, nilikuwa nasema that according to mimi, is it Americans are more kind than Kenyans. I remember saying that na mse fulani aka jam na mimi sana. Na kilikuwa na maanisha nayo ni hiyo kitu unasema. Like the fact that, because yes, is there racism in America? Yes. Is there racism in Hungary? Yes. But that Hungarian is going to be treated by fellow Hungarians better than a Kenyan will be treated by fellow Kenyans. Acheki?
Yeah.
So we have that level of, especially was on our government offices. Like you find even places kama when a kid is being born and in a place like Pumu, mother na scream because of the pain. Alafu anaambiwa tulikuwa na wewe miezi 9 iliyopita, and she's being told that by a fellow woman. Acheki? Like if a man was to say that bullshit, because you'll talk shit about birth till there's no birth. Acheki? Hiyo kitu ina happen Japan saizi, where the birth rates have fallen so much that by 2050 Japan population itakuwa imedrop by 33%.
Yeah.
It's a crisis right now. Like itafika level sasa Japan, the fact it's a homogeneous society, it has to move away from being a homogeneous society. Lazima sasa watukubali, especially wase wa IT kama nyinyi.
Because self-pollination I work.
Yeah. Itabidi sasa raya zitoke.
Cross-pollination.
Yes, itabidi. Because Japan sushasikaga the culture is so ingrained that inasemekanaga in Japan, if you are walking down a street and you see everyone going left, sindio? Half you are the only person going right. According to Japanese culture, unafaa kutan. Ufai kuuliza what's happening. Unafaa tu kuanza kuenda. You should never go
hata kama ile ni keja yako.
Yes. Buddha, Ivo, that's how it is as a society. But now, since wakamua, like your story that, hey, kudinyana, tume outgrow, right now, literally, like wanabegiwa, like, tafadhali, juendene mudinyana, like, tafadhali. Like, it's the only country right now where they sell more adult diapers than kid diapers.
Yeah.
So, for us to be in a hospital screaming, telling people, ati umeza, nilikuwa na wewe miezi. So, that's what I meant by, like, I feel like, they are more kind than sisi, like this other country. That does not mean that, of course we love Kenya, unajua, like I'm sure kuna feeling fulani ukiwa Kenya uaga nayo ile hauna ukiwa Hungary, sio?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But you just wish that Kenyans would treat fellow Kenyans the way Hungarians treat fellow Hungarians.
Yeah.
simple shit man. Mm. Like we complicate so complicate vitu sana. But Buddha of course lazima tuseme pole. Pole just to your mother. Najua Musa maga like one of the hardest things to deal with in life inakuwaga the death of a loved one. Because you never know, like you actually never know what to tell people. I don't know if you've noticed that maybe wasome kwa awkward around where.
Yeah.
Because people don't know what to say.
Yep.
Like 2022 me na Ian, we went through that shit lakini inside kwa jama bro zetu. And ilikuwa ile, I remember the first time you didn't know what to tell me.
Mm.
Pia misikuwa na kitu kuambia. Like it's just one of those things where there's no right thing to say.
Yeah.
That time I actually accept someone is out there looking because you're like, yes, you want to hold on to whoever you love and you want to nene and see. But so by the time ulikona kuja ulitravel after hizi ma protests zimepunguka ama?
Yeah, nilikuja on 26th. So actually nikibook ticket, of course unajua pia Twitter nilikuwa na masukuma the agenda of protesting. So nilitry sana hiyo ticket ingie on 25th nione kama pia mimi naweza make it nikao. But ikakataa because I had a very long layover, so nika have kuingia 26th just after the next day. Nilipata nyo time mshaji bamba kwa hiyo protest msha occupy.
Tuliokupa
hiyo kujibamba though.
Yeah, ilikuwa like, nini alafu najua majuzi kulikuwa na wasi wa UG walikuwa na organize so of course it didn't happen the way they wanted it to happen, but mzee mwenyewe Museveni alitoa nini statement akasema, fellow Ugandans especially the Bazukulu, then akasema vile greetings, I want to congratulate the armed forces and the security forces and the wananchi huko unajua naikaga ai for not participating in the bad demonstration that was planned for Tuesday. I won't read the whole statement, but this bullshit lazima msikie. That demonstration had two bad elements. Element number one was funding from foreign sources that are always meddling in the internal affairs of Africa for the last skienijo. Guess how many years alisema? Foreign companies because they meddle in the affairs of Africa for the last.
How many years has he been, pal?
I've
35 or something.
20 maybe.
For the last 600 years. Gani alitoa? Slave trade, colonialism, neo-colonialism, genocide, economic exploitation, etc. All those involved should know that Uganda is not a neo-colony where those shallow schemes can be deployed. Fuck you, Museveni. This is not about neo-colonialism. This is about one person running a country like it's his house. Najua vile ura new country. Like kuna a lot of stuff that they see we take for granted kikam to Kenya. But Kenya is different, man. Najua Kenya hata zile raya ziki huko chenge. Like kasa hizi najua kuna ka Ugandan kama iske kitu fuck Museveni kakazima radio kwanza. Anga ni inje cho ashinde. Kuna nda so if ala ilisema ati wazungu wamekuwa kimeddle na sisi for the last 600 years. I think like, if people have been meddling with you for 600 years, lazima shida ni wewe.
Yeah, shida ni wewe. So like damn man. Shida yeye ndio amekuwa kimeddle na internal affairs za Uganda. For all those Ugandans when you look kwa streets you guy, nilikuwa naona wana liko na represent 200 when you tulikuwa Kenya. Because pale una protest against your life, man. Msee ajali.
Yeah,
Museveni ya ajali. Hata zile raya niliona zime kneel down zina face makara wa UG. That's
yeah, pale unatandikwa tu risasi. Alafu story yako inaisha. But still talking of course, democracies, lazima tupongee juu ya states. So, karibu Trump atandikwe risasi. Kabla hata tupongee juu ya Trump, elections za Hungary, kuna zile zisha happen kwa huko?
Yeah, it happened recently. Usually elections huko siku hizi wanazifanya in unison, so za EU, so all over Germany, zinafanywa pamoja, then pia the local ones zinafanywa.
So msalishinda far right, far left Hungary?
To be honest sikukuwa na zi follow that closely. So because ziko so silent sikitu unaweza feel ni kama unajua Kenya time ya election tuko election hakuna kitu tunafanya yani
ni holiday
ni yani mko hapo. So hiyo siku it was a normal working day. ina happen. Yeah, but of course Viktor Orban unajua ndio prime minister wa Hungary ako ako very much against the West, sio ndio far left ama far right,
against the West, wenyewe like he's against Europe blah blah blah.
Yeah, no, against like the Western countries, of course, like the Germanys and the
attack stories
sana, and he's a little bit vocal about it, so yeah, watu wana kuna venye watu wanamtambua. Yeah, but
anasema wana exploit you. Now what about immigration, iko na shida nayo?
Of course, usually easy countries during election period kuna hizo immigration, I think inakuanga a nice selling point for the people. I think generally wapendi immigrants, nasema tu hivyo. So inakuanga a nice policy ya kusell during your time that it's all over hata US. I mean, ukitaka kuwabamba sana ni kuambia we'll do away with immigrants. So I think pia during this period some laws may change. For example, even in Hungary kuna some tight laws zimewekwa za kuensure immigration kidogo inakanyagiwa. But usually msikia watu wakisema ina happening after just 1 year after election ina slow down, because sometimes the truth of the matter is that hizo countries haziwezi survive bila foreigners.
Okay because hiyo mostly unapataga countries ziko nini, the parties that are anti-immigrant mostly zinakuwaga the far right.
Yeah,
because the far right, they want to keep it as white as possible.
Yeah.
And but sasa nini, states umekuwa ukifuatilia?
Not closely, but yeah, nimekuwa nikicheki vile especially after your attempted assassination
yes,
Trump na pia Biden kusema like atavai for the seat. So inakaa kuwa interesting sana.
Yeah, cause tuko tunaochio speech ilikuwa mimi Rapture na Ian. Tuko tunaochio speech ya Trump. And that dude is an actor.
Yeah.
Alikuwa pale jo mpaka una feel sad. I was lucky. I nearly died.
It was a sunshiny day.
Yeah.
In the water in the Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Music play.
Intellectually talk.
Yeah.
Ati, there was so much blood. Ati akauliza doctor, why so much blood? Doctor akamwambia, the ear bleeds the most.
It's that part of the body.
Yeah, that bleeds the most. Kisikia hiyo. Yena kumekia sense, masikio bleed the most. Alisema hivyo jo. Afu kichekicho wa mother wa lami
chuko. Wanalia. Kuna nyo nikuwa na tears in the eyes.
Yeah.
So your sympathy got
on my part. A part of them was wet, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Nyo likuwa niambia even if ears bleed the most, like tungekuwa tusha stop nini piercings.
Yeah, piercings. Na the Maasai is what aga?
Yeah.
Like a hole.
Yeah. Right. Ananga pina you guy.
Like yo nini ilikuwa. But sasa huyu mother jua pendu hicho Kamala. Kamala, unachikia the story zake.
Nilikuwa na expect, I mean, mi sikwangi nimefuata politics ya US sana, but nilikuwa na expect atakuwa a little bit popular, but niko shocked that apendu as much. Na pia naona I think Obama akona some strings to pull, kuna venye na co-influential in this situation.
Yeah.
So
Obama jamu endorse bado officially.
Jamu endorse officially. Sindio? Yeah.
Okay. But sioni akiwa na nini? Sioni akiwa na otherwise, because Obama ni Democrat na of course yeah, kichaza by the books. I think atam support.
Yeah.
But I think the only woman who would actually nani give a run for, you know, Trump's presidency. Ni Michelle
Obama.
Yeah.
Hey, ule if she would. Dark skin jo.
No, if she would actually, you'd be surprised.
Aja, you states.
I know kuna ile Bunny Mack black, eh? Na kuna Steve Curry black, eh?
Yeah.
Black. So but yeah, for now nasema she's more popular than Kamala.
Yeah, because
Trump is still taking this.
But is the primaries in a hold you? Unajua bado the final nini haja happen. So we are just assuming that Kamala is going to take it. Eh? But it's not 100% like nini. Unajua kwa Democratic Convention, ama?
Yeah.
I can't take it. Democratic Convention. I don't know what it's called. Inafaa ku happen when is a presidential nomination in which delegates, where is, when was the 2024. Itakuwa held from August 19th to 22nd. Itakuwa held. Itakuwa ni place, ni comic place. I think ni itakuwa Chicago. Itakuwa Chicago. So that's the time they're going to confirm. Kama ni yeye. But oh mother Joe, ni interesting. But sasa kitu fulani ile ilifanya. Wendi wagamse uko Twitter sana. Sasa tu kama ukiwa X, ushai notice kuna kwa gana hii debate to happen states ya FBAs versus tethers. Wajua hiyo story?
Hapana.
So FBAs, so kitu ina happen states, kuna watu hawa support Kamala Harris, kuna wasa wa black support juu ya the fact that she's not a descendant of slaves. Understand?
Oh,
so okay. Kuna hiyo, alafu kuna another element ya watu wana hawa support because she's not black. Because yes, budake ni jamiye kan, but yeye amekuwa ki-identify with the Indian side for too long. When she became the VP, that's when she rediscovered her black side. Na cheki.
Okay.
So kumekuwa na story, but now the most interesting debate imekuwa story ya Tethers versus FBAs, Foundation of Black Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So Foundation of Black Americans are Americans who are descendants of slaves. See you?
Okay.
And according to them, they feel they are more American than anyone else who,
the struggle, like
their family immigrated. Yeah. So ijalishi tumewewe budako na madhako wange immigrate to the US in the 60s. Alafu uzaliwe, you are not as American as the Foundation of Black Americans. Uh-huh. So it's so interesting because washa patia mpaka jina, tunaitwa Tethers.
Okay.
Yeah, you tether yourself. So you tether.
Okay,
yeah. Alafu ukiletaga ujinga.
Tunajitether na movement.
Alafu ukiletaga ujinga, wanakutula zile za walami. Why don't you go and change your home? Like,
oh, shit.
It's so interesting. Like, it shows you how... I feel as humans, we always look for a reason to not unite and a reason to hate each other.
Because Sinani was a tether.
Nani? Obama.
Barack, yeah.
Yes, Obama Barack, is a tether.
Yeah, he's a tether.
Yeah. Yes, because madhake, first of all, ni white. So, inomanisha. Yeah. So, you are a tether.
Madhake was a European.
Yes. Attack your story, your tethers.
Kwa hivyo, mtu waki, kama... akutaki tu, they'll find something.
They'll find a reason.
They'll find a reason.
So naitwa tether jo. Alafu, kuna raya, kuna fala FBA flani, ili ni kujia kwa internet, kwa zumo wagana za ovyo. Mwenjo kipata, mwingi ya kwa hizo ma-argument, afu na shindo kwa sayo ni mafala, so just go through my thread notice kwa US. So you go like, you fucking tether? And you go like, Buddha, jamini kwa Kenya. Neza bonga kiswa, neza. So alikuwa hapo alikuwa na jamu na mimi, kwa zao alikuwa nasama tunawachukia. Yeah. I know, I've seen on your spaces, you call us hackers. Unless you talk about akata, washajua hiyo shit ya that it's a Nigerian word for black Americans, I think, sindio?
Okay.
So now it's used by nini? I think we talk about akata, kitu kama hiyo.
Yeah.
That shit. Nimeisikia mara moja bado nikiwa on ground but jaineni. So mimi sasa nilikuwa nimejam sana na mimi.
Yeah.
Afa niambia go back and fix your countries. We'll fix our countries.
Like I think the more unacheki vile US inakuwa so democratic na nani and upatia so long as constitution, so long as you are born in America, you're fit to run for nini, to vie for presidency.
Yeah.
Na kama if you have the right brains and the right, the right politics, you have the will to change the country and you have a good track record. You know, why I wouldn't mind if America had a white president who respects all races. Unacheki. Rather than hizi maneno za sijui FBA na sijui tether na nini. Is it, I think, hata unaweza angalia, unaweza pata like some white person behind pushing these ideologies. Because anajua like the more these guys wanaanza kuangalia which shade is black. Unacheki. Ama who's more black than the other person. Unacheki. I think they're just, washaanza ku move away from like whatever nini zile, whatever they're trying to achieve. Because I don't think akishanza kwenda hizi by FBA na nini, that's the death.
Yeah.
That's the death. And wale watu wana benefit more from this nini are the, whites.
Yeah, I think it's only whites. Because the more you don't unite.
Yeah, because whites ata, kuna whites Irish, waki date back their nini, their descendancy. Kuna wale watu walitoka Europe, kuna wale watu walihepa by plagues, kuna wale walihepa depressions during the 1600s. Na cheki.
Yeah.
So well, the native Indians are there, like, who are these people in our country?
Alafu nini, wacha sana niwarudishe jo Kenya jo, tukitoka kama say the states kidogo. Sijui kama umecheki rumor. Rumor ni Joey. Kuna wasa wamekuwa kisema ati Joey anatumika na gava kushoot protesters. Misike story? So alafu wasa wakaanza kushare photo ya raya fulani. But okay, sasa sijui mtaonaje. Kuna mse mpaka amecompare jo. Chikio mse?
What?
Alafu, yeah. So kuna mse ameshare. Nini? Search tu kwa phone, Joey. Uangalie. Yeah. Joey alafu kuna mse ameshare a very interesting photo ya nini genyewe. Like chika wase wawili. Angalia masikio jo vile nafanana. But so now one person has disputed it and said that nani is taller. That honestly Joey is shorter than this guy. The guy who's here. But now in another life your Joey umekuwa sentenced for life. When you sentenced to hang, sindio?
Yeah.
And you're given a chance to quell riots. Unatokea na gun ama unabaki tu commit. What would you do? In another life, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I'm hoping you're not the like, yeah, because Saizi, we have to assume he's guilty. Yeah? So I'm hoping you're not the type to slit throats. Eh?
Yeah.
So in another life, uko kamiti, unangoja kifo, raya za kawaida zimekusahau, because people moved on. Remember, like, even for a very long time, sisi wote, we were talking about Joey, then we just forgot. Najibu? Like, without yeye kutrend leo, me and Nefta have remembered this guy, but it looks like him, because angalia ta vile macho. Mwana vile hapa mefungua macho, cho. Cheki vile umse mefungua macho. It's the same. Angalia shape ya masikio.
Yeah.
Mnei? Angalia shape. Like, it looks like him. Mimi ni Japan za tokea zile za inangangani waswa gani wale ile msana itwa nani jo ODB wa Utan
who's back kwa
tandika risasi hapo because you time you're mad at everyone.
Yeah, it would be hard because you know to answer that but you've never lost your freedom. Na freedom is always priceless. Na ukiona mse anakupatia freedom at any cost, you'd reconsider. Because papo hapo ni human need, like, okay, just blacka some dudes pale alafu nipatiwe passport niende ni Belize.
Yeah.
You'd consider.
Yeah.
You'd
yeah.
actually consider.
Yeah, kwanza Haiti.
Yeah.
Udil na barbecue. Alafu ndio. Hate udil na barbecue.
Yeah, hey, in the movie that I think you kwa any
what
movie.
What is the script za movie? Unajua know, hizo?
Yeah.
The script za movie zina kwa gala like he was so bad, but now he's out there. Yeah. So, okay Joey. Watu wamekusahau kwa sababu umemsahau. When's the last time ulifikiria juu ya Joey? Apart from mimi kukumbusha juu ya Joey sasa hivi.
Yeah, kitambo. So yeah, after kusikia experience ya Ndrendende, I think ukipewa whatever unachukua tu, you take it. Although the reason tunaweza imagine hata such a thing can happen ni juu in Kenya, unajua Kenya. Everything out of the ordinary inaweza happen. Unaweza sikia tu ni yeye huko ili so tricky, but yeah, I think ukipewa option kaa hiyo other than kukaa committee manze inabidi unachukua rifle yako ama ni G3 unaingia.
So because your rumor imekuwa hapo that ameitwa, but sasa which one would be easier? Because me, if I'm Joey, don't make me kill Kenyans, nipeleke Haiti Joey, mimi na barbecue jo for the price of freedom. Alafu shamal za na barbecue mwache jo ni cross jo ni ende Dominican ni dinner racism huko tu. Naweza tandika barbecue zimbili za rasa. Na add barbecue here man.
Viva la rasa.
Yeah, viva la rasa.
But if this happened, I would actually not blame Joey. I would blame whoever orders anafuata, unacheki. Cause akiwa pale unajua unaambuanga like you don't have rights. Ukishashiko unaona. Ukishashiko unaona you don't have rights. So who's turning you into a weapon?
Yes.
Unacheki. So ni is it the security forces? I think they're the ones to answer. Because that's they would even ni coercing. Like the same way ni zile msiakona who's over, chikizi visa wa kilami. Kama uko boss wako has more money na kukatia yeye ndio akona norm. I think the fact that tu msee mnajua ana anaweza su. Unajua anaweza kuwa ako use pale alafu after that asu.
Asu.
Nani?
Joey. Yeah. Okay. Sema like alikuwa alikuwa
amekuwa ni pamba. Nyo ni pamba. Ni kama mjua ginji.
No, anasema in another world.
Kuz ninakwambia yes, okay, in another world.
In another world.
Kuz hapa kisiu. Hapa kisiu unajua inaweza kuwa nini? The next time unasikia this is the 7 p.m. the 1 p.m. news on Citizen TV.
Yeah.
And right now, let's go to Johansen Oduor. Then Johansen ikapale like, so after checking his stomach, we see he died of natural causes.
I'm a food poison.
Yeah, so yako kukisha. Ni country na kwa gadi.
When I'm staff at na drugs kwa rasa, tuseme to some of them exploded like jaribu kuzisumagu.
Yeah.
So that's the our world.
Yeah, wana kuingiza tu kokaina jo kwa rasa jo.
Alisema alikuwa na try kutaga.
Yeah. Hey, ilikuwa serious. Alafu unajua it's so easy to know if it was Joy. Unajua kwa nini? Chika ni Joy, two people I don't expect on the streets. Number one, Itumbi jo. Kusicheki ule nini? Ule Jackie Maribe was found innocent. Ulicheki Itumbi jo. Yeah. Tumbi alikuwa zile za congratulations. Mpaka
like mwah.
Yeah, mpaka statement ikatolewa. Ashapatiwa ilikuwa ampatiwa job kwa the trade office, eh? Then the job was full back. Iko na fast kupata job na Moses Kuria, si ndio?
Yeah, ilikuwa kwa akiwa kwa PS ya nini? Ingine, ilikuwa before, public service.
Public service.
Yeah, public service.
Yeah. So kukakuwa na hiyo story. So I expect number 1 Yusuku Itumbi atoki state house. Number 2 Jackie Maribe. You're out
ass
here. Yeah? Because what try kuingwa jinojo life inakuwa so messed up that squeeze kuna siku ile uendaga a whole day inaendaga Jackie Maribe hajafikiria juu ya Joy. That's how messed up life is. Ajiki.
Yeah, I'm sure ule msio unachukia ndio unafikiranga most of the time. I'm sure kuna siku inaendanga when it's not jacking to Maribe.
You yeah. Yeah. Ojebo, yeye ni kila siku cuz if he's innocent, he's like what the fuck did I meet this bitch?
Yeah.
This bitch was in the beginning of bad luck. Yeah. So na mu associate na bad luck yote. If it's not, ile time ko free pale jo. Uko zile za yani sa what is she doing right now? So we're talking a new day. Unajua? Cuz my dem move on.
Yeah.
Okay, girls move on so fast.
Yeah.
So inaweza kuwa ni tricky sana jo kama wewe nini. Uzeme nikumbusha ile kuna kitu moja na Nelly Sevanga ilikuwa funny sana ile sijaisa hao Butita. So Butita alikuwa anasema like before he blew up he used to post videos on YouTube. And then ana check views. So siku ya kwanza ana kitu kama 5 views, 10 views, unajua kitu kama hiyo. Then anakuja anaangalia views like 6 months later. Akiangalia views zake 6 months later na views ni 100 views. Alafu anaona 6 months ni how many days?
100 and
approximately.
Yeah.
180.
180.
So scary reasoning you say. Yaani kuna siku hakuna dawse.
There was no view.
Kuna mtu mmoja alipata
shit to be hilarious. Kosije ifikiria hivyo. Of course kuna videos kama the first video ile tulio I shoot ya iko nini, I'm sure there are days that pass even a month without anyone going to episode 1.
Yeah,
but for this dude to be like yani kuna siku ilipita hakuna time moja,
the whole world
eh
una jume kind of universal platform apart from North Korea.
Yeah. Like, there's no single person that's in it, but of course, at your opinion, yako ja Joy. Joy, did you feel he was innocent? Did you feel he was
actually mimi nilikuwa one of the people niliku patia some slack that time. I felt nakumbuka
on some
I felt you are will buy your story just the way it is, that I could guilty and he deserves everything. But yeah, after, you know, some zile expose flani Cyprian alikuwa anatoa, then, you know, you have to look at it. Yeah, unaiangalia in two ways. But for me, I mean, I'm not sure he was guilty, but niko almost sure anajua what happened. So hapo ndo niliachia, niliona like siwezi kuwa too sure he's the one who did it, but niko naona like he must know who did it.
But kama ni hivyo, kwani hakuhepaga joined akina Uganda, then just go start a new life again? Because unakuwa kuna hii time alikuwa free and he was on probation, yes? So I think your time he was allowed to travel. And even if he wasn't allowed to travel Kenya, you can get a fake passport. I'm sure he could have gotten one. Or really, like, it looks original, then cross over to Uganda, then from Uganda go to a country that has no extradition. Hata kibidijo wenge tu kwa boat, jo ya nini ita. Because this is the country ya kina wamatangi wa some dedi wa kwa governor office. I think there is always a way. So kuna hiyo, alafu, they have to pay you for your silence. Because if they're not paying you for your silence, then why are you taking the nini? Because more feel like I'm a life. Sometimes, na feel like life is overrated. Because if you're going to spend the rest of your life in a cage, is it worth it?
No, it's not worth it. It's not. I mean, I was seeing.
Yeah.
When is a cool death row records?
Yeah.
Like, why? Kwanini, sympathizers. Like, ile kitu yusikuwa na mwane uruma ni, we're willing to throw away your life and freedom.
Yeah.
Kukana raya, who are ready to fuck with you.
You know? Mi nasama ka, I don't have a thug bone in my name. What kind of thug bone? Ishi tia vila soo sama ka, no snitching. I'll sing. Hey. Iyana anabonga juya ti, nini? Anabonga juya Death Row Records. That's hardcore singing. Nini Adele. Hey. Hello.
From the other side.
From the other side.
Yeah. Hey, wana cheza ni. Neza kuwa na party na details. So, iyo siku Iyana likuja na bunduki. Aina ya desert. Sahara desert. Yeah, desert eagle. Because this is the funny thing about life. You kuna one life. Like, one of the, kuna show na fortilia saizi. One of the shows, nime watch two seasons of it and I've really loved it. Ni show flani to Unprisoned. So Unprisoned has like two of my favorite actors. Kuna Kerry Washington. Alafu kuna Delroy Lindo. Who joga Delroy Lindo? Delroy Lindo is such a good actor that...
Delroy?
Yes, kuna a clip of his that was going around and people thought it was real, but it was just him acting. Ile, nini, ana interview na Mlami, alafu Mlami anambuliza kama niza tumia jina nigga. Fona wambia, hey, baki umeitumia alafu ucheki ni aje. So, uom say, like his character, ya Delroy Lindo, there's a part where he talks about ati alidu prison for 17 years because I couldn't snitch. Niko like, buda misi fanyi 17 years juu yako.
What the fuck?
Have one life.
Buda. I will do a week.
Alafu kwa za niko na American passport. Na imba, alafu the next day niko kwa airport. You're going to start a new life.
Oh, nimecheki. This mustache tags.
Yeah,
these street tags are not following you. Najua niko uzuri wa these street niggas. Si ati ni raya itakufuata, ikuja na ye country ingine. It isn't the raya ata, utapada ukitoka Brooklyn. Uende hata, hata unidi kwa nafa. Yeah, uende itie la ikuji. So ini raya ukipanda tu ndege vizuri.
Yeah.
Buda uende London, haita ikuja. Hato utakwa tuko Instagram jo. Tuko, I snitch, yo. I take it. Like, I've never understood you. Yeah. Do you have a thug bone in you?
Oh, no, pana. Hey, especially, skiza stories are people's experiences in without freedom, pana.
Yeah.
Freedom ni priceless.
Pure, you'd be singing.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm saying, hello, is it me you're looking for?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie.
You'd be wondering where you are.
Minus the Jerichos. You know, Lisa Makarao. I wonder where you are. Because you know, kitu moja mucha kaga. Like, you know, to go back to history of FBAs and tethers. You know, like one of the parts that black American culture is still. Like, more understand so much your culture. Kuna jua, those are our people. Najua. Kuna kuwaga na iyo, like, I think wanaitanga camaraderie. Nchiki kijua. Vile nilikuwa state, demia, Mr. K4. mm. demi yake alitumia jina camaraderie shit so kuna kugana hiyo like nyinyi watu wetu mimi just the understand vile usema tunawachukia because mimi zira yao garaya zangu mbaya like even hata like on the day we are shooting this na kunga niko nasikizaga niko nasikiza Jay-Z like in the morning yes
yeah. Yeah.
And like I listen to two songs kasikiza gangster shit I never go broke my name got 2G's mm. J-I 2G-A
mm.
alafu nikasikiza it was all good just a week ago
kaga. Mm.
So cause niko na test bass kutry kusikia so as waga watu wetu but kuna vitu mi stay understand vile utadu 30 years ja crime same mina li commit like zao
yeah.
Like I owe you nothing but abuda niko na life moja waje niko na life ka 15 neza chukua ingine yes but buda na American passport buda na snitch alafu na move to a new country naishia hata si ni kwenda mbali naweza enda ta Canada ila yeye atakuja Canada.
Yeah,
you can't go to concert ya Drake. You're like, that's him!
Yeah. Then I said, open up a snitch restaurant.
Yeah.
Serving cold stuff.
I've never... You need to know the less I understand your culture. Because raps in your Hungary, God?
I don't think... Okay, maybe it's not too interested. Hey, Hungarian... Do you know Hungarian as a language? Manze ni normal.
But hip-hop is kila pahali.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alidungo manito tabia zetu. It was produced by a Hungarian producer called Abel the Hun. So it was a very you know the ngoma makasisi squeeze ni masenga
yeah.
It was a very dope song. This was like 2004 so yeah but nizata kujua cause you know bring up your culture ya no snitching I take it like yeah, I'm snitching, man. Let's not commit a crime. I'm a bitch. I'm going to get too hard. In terms to crime, I mean transgender, but like I identify as a bitch.
yeah.
Except if the crime is corruption up in Kenya, then I identify as a dude. Up in a vugaja. Like if I, me mwenye Musa Maga, like personally, if I was holding a public office, would I be corrupt? No. But if a corrupt dude right now came to me and told me, let's clean this. Nyinyi ndio muingizaga hizi mafala. Nyinyi mnajuaga tu filosofia yangu. Hamwezi nipatia power even if I wanted it right now. Hamwezi nipatia power. Acheki. Why? Cuz many atheists. Mtakuwa like this guy. Cuz talking of atheism, I have to ask you. Mmesikia hii historia kabla wa Jesus anaenda kurostiwa? Yeah, anataka kwenda the roast. Unajuaga the roast?
Yeah, any comedians wana.
Yeah, wana roast. Anataka roast.
Yaki na collector.
If you're kabla wa Jesus.
Wow.
What's the first joke you'd make?
Of course, nile yake na sijui cousin yake.
Like nashindwa msee kichako ni poa. Usile razi naenda kumtea new asshole man.
Hakuna pia ingine alisema something to do with mother-in-law.
Yeah, so where try to imagine.
He has content for days. Like
yeah. Sino kuambia jo.
Yeah.
Na try to imagine love pale jo Emmanuel Kisiangani. Doug Mutai.
Jack Day.
George Waweru. Chinese. Kwanza George Waweru. That dude will have fun with that shit.
Yeah.
By the time halaiki anakuja pale jo. Mpaka nili comment niko zile za enye this guy has cojones jo. Nikacheki jo halaiki asha comment. Who tunamsulubisha? Who do anaitwa kabi wa Jesus? Damn. But yo ikinipata ninafikiria sana kupitia kuicheki jo. But sasa ndio nibla itakuwa late but I think nikitoka radio ndapitia.
Oh, ni late.
Cuz I want to see you. Yaani ulidinya kuzo yako.
Mhm.
Alafu unatokea kurostiwa jo.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I think he likes it rough, you guys.
Si no naona. Like what uko na guts though. So, what's that? Kubali kurostiwa. Even with of course you've not I'm assuming you've not
worked your guys absolutely.
We can never be 100% sure.
Yeah, let's assume.
For today. Let's assume. Anza kwa you have some Indian in you now did you have? Sio Wahindi au dinya tu makuzao roho safi.
Yeah.
Keep aya Wahindi jo.
Yeah.
We keep it in the family jo Buddha jo.
Yeah.
Ikiwa ti mimi na wewe ni mabro.
Mm.
Yes? Na tuko na do. Alafu kuna dem mimi niko na boy, wako na boy, mimi niko na dem. You guy we keep it in the family. Watu wanasema kwa hiyo
and then like fucked up,
yeah, check it. But don't you maintain kwa family kwa cheza nini
so like, kuna dry spell India.
Yeah. Mchitike da iraya, iraya wedding yake imekuwa ikihappen. Sasa kuna do. Mchitike uboy, uboy ame amehaya kina Rihanna.
Yeah.
Alimlipa.
Ni how many?
Yeah, mchitike ule raya
kai 200 million. Nila lilipa na ni $200 million.
Yeah. Ame kokio lipa like 10 million, 10 million. So far ndio ame spend like 200 million.
Oh, tukiconvert Kenya ndio iko nakuja ka almost karwa. Sasa.
Yeah, ame kokilipa alilipa Justin Bieber 10, akalipa Rihanna 10, akalipa nani 10, amekuwa kilipa watu do mingi sana, omse. Hapo mechikio boy vile ni mnono. Unajua wedding tunapunga juu yake?
Ya, nilicheki omse.
Mtu wa ambani. Chiki ule kadev ni kadogo jo. Gaya jo, pesa. Cheza na pesa.
Pesa.
Ya jo, pesa ni sabuni. Pesa ni sabuni ya roho.
Udemu introduce a athletic fiancé.
Yeah. Eh, utiko na bongajia niti wajipata. Utiko na bongajia kapi wajiza. So, kuna kuuliza, tunzenda roast?
Personally, I think unahitaji a very thick skin kufanya hivyo. But pia, maybe because your story go out there, maybe anajidanganya he has had the last of it. But sasa unajua kupatana na comedians ni a whole different level. Especially umuapatia permission. Ingine watu wana ku... wanakupepeta tu ile with some bricks but you know itakuwa more fire hiyo utapepetwa
mbaya your choice of words anakupepeta. yeah oh sana ana nini jo cause me zizi azito
always do
ka secret katoke Afrika inasemekana kuwa 1990 uli Dumba, kazi ni yako. Sasa nataka kuja roast. Niko, ya bwana. Nisha choma ya kudosha. Hakuna vile natokea ajo.
Neza mwambia like, neza mwambia nini. Like, tuneza agree na family comes first.
Family comes together.
Family comes first. Oh, yeah.
Shit. So, omsena anatokea roast. I find that to be... Wow, nilichekio poster. Kasama like, wow, I had to confirm. Kabu wa Jesus. Nikafikia mwana msuma Simon Kabu. Unajua?
Yeah, Kabu.
Kabu. Unajua? Like, sinister.
Wait, kwani, what's in it for him? Kwa yu roast? Mtu upata ni...
It's being a good spot. So you're roasted. It's a universal thing, yeah?
Yeah.
In a happening, comedians roast you, so you're just being a good sport. But I think he'll also get paid. But the amount of money he'll get paid, he earns too much.
Okay.
It means nothing. Yeah?
Means nothing.
But since it's a Showmax show, atachiwa kakitu. But like kitu atachiwa na jinake ni bigger. So I think maybe he's just decided it's time to remember his cousin's pussy. Because I don't know. Because that's all he's going to hear about you.
So. Yeah.
Wow. Atasikia nini. But maybe he was just trying to keep the wealth in the family.
Yeah.
Kusiyo yo culture ku keep the wealth in the family. It's not just nini. It's not just Indians. Asking the bourgeois. Unajua pia kwa Somalis kuna the bourgeois Somalis. Pia udigi the same thing. They keep wealth in the family.
Yeah.
So I talk hicho. So inachezea tu hapo.
Yeah. Nishaskio hiyo sana sana hiyo religion. Even my second cousin.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
Yeah. First cousin kona munamuingia gacho kwa corridor. Like it's lakini sasa shida ile time nature imeamua.
Yeah.
Like ukipata it's any family that has a history of cancer, diabetes, the whole chain inaenda. Hiyo ndio yote inabaki for charity. Sasa the whole idea behind hiyo kunini ilikuwa spread the genes
ndio
hizo ma weaknesses zote zibaki zimepunguka. So na tishi nini but kuna hiyo story ya Kabiwa Jesus and I was there like damn man that guy is strong man.
I think there's some shit to just anajua kuna hii era ya ku attract you know ku provoke watu for popularism. There's some shit to just keep it between you and your internet service provider. Don't even tell people close to you like because I'm sure kuchukua hivyo nasema kama hiyo nini yake kusema about cousin yake
zisi ali kama si nini
ni wase wanajua
yeah kitu ile happen I think ali so because they were young acha tutumie hiyo kama excuse So alidinyana kitambo, mtoya kazaliwa. So vile mtoya alizaliwa, ira ilikuwa deadbeat, but yeye hakuwa kabiwa Jesus. Unajua, if you are poor, you are allowed to be a deadbeat. Kwa sababu unamwaga kabali na mtoya tutamwambukiza, utamwambukiza umaskini.
Yeah.
But then he became kabiwa Jesus, started making a lot of money. So now the kuzo wanted part of that. And you help me with raising this, whatever, this incestuous bastard. So now, now they had to raise the...
Baratheon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, wakamua kureizu nini. So, alikam for the money, man. Like, there's a lot of shit you get away with. Najoni kimoja susa hawa.
Oh, shit.
Like, you let get away with a lot of shit because you don't have money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ile time, ukuna do. Ata demon, akuka like, oh, shit, I missed my period. Okay, like, oops, half okay, take money, and kunywe inaitangwa ni the P2.
Mm.
Dem anachukua P2 haraka kabisa.
Yeah.
One of kiki kuna dem huamkaga kwa keja Jomo Kenyatta the ka young Jomo. Hapo yeah. Anapatiwa drugs za P2. Because coming for that Kenyatta wealth.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, you don't have money. It's end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Oh. So, yeah, the roast, man. So Ian, can you go for a roasting?
Maybe cross to add to you guys. But for me, I'm safe right now. I'm safe. But you know, the fact that we roast ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, so
I think apa tumechoma more, tumejiexpose sana. And plus, you know, we not have CCC wale wasi kwa extravagant kwa social media.
Yeah.
A lot of people know few about ourselves, sisi ndio ambia watu about ourselves, things that they wouldn't say about themselves. So, you can even go pale, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
but you can kukalia chini. You get utaita.
Yeah, because mimi nikidungiwa, hapo si undo za tu, how much? Na washani ambia, you gonna show up, you
gonna.
Nitandikeni kabisa, because at least, it can't get worse than Kabiwa Jesus. I think after Kabiwa Jesus, it can't get worse than that.
Yeah.
That's why nataka kuya, nataka kuya tent. You know how he handles it.
Okay. I would love to.
Yeah, you can only take so many jokes about fucking your cousin till you're like, shit, I'm moving out.
Yeah.
I'm not taking this shit. Yeah. But, so you're roasting a fuck up next week. And, of course, nini hawa tu wame, wana rudi. Afu ime nikumbusha, like, a very funny joke niliona kwa internet. A Chinese comedian, eh? Alikuwa na bonga jia ati nini, alidiscover that the Chinese were involved kwa the fight for the union, US. So alikuwa na fight, of course, for his side. So jia kulikuwa na wasa kwa nataka kusisidi, nara is gonna try ku maintain for the union. So the Confederate versus the union, sindio?
Yeah, so the Confederates were the South.
Yeah, so kwa nasama vile yu ni kitambo, mashindo vile wa lami uliko na shituka wakiona ka Chinese kana kuja na gun. Wajua na shindo wako, at least umezoya niggas. So yu ka Chinese
kana kuja. What the fuck is this? Yeah.
Mula shindo wa ni gun yu. So yeah, but kuna kitu na ni happen ya saa hizi, sijuka huwa happen ya. Inaitan kwa habit. Kubite tongue. Does it happen to you?
No.
No.
Yo phenomena jayi kwa happen ya?
No.
Kuna kwa gana, something that happens for someone, to people. Like once in a while, when you're talking, you see, like, normally when you talk, your tongue is super safe between your teeth. But then once in a while, like, you go through a phase where your tongue is not safe.
It's not.
Initially,
I bite my tongue, but it might be like 10 years back.
Yes, you know, it really happens. Like, ever since it was a podcast, and this is more than 3.5 years, I'm going through that shit right now, and it's annoying me. So kuna bite. Alafu sasa inakuwa painful because you're not expecting. Unajua kama sasa hivi I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Now it's not painful, but when you're not inakuwa gaya.
Shit, man.
I'm talking shit. Wacha nione biting tongue. Unajua since niseme ati muwa tankiwa ndeze mkasema motagi. Ndeze. Yeah, mnakumbuka hiyo biting tongue while talking.
You get my biting tongue while talking. By designers, you game always covering my ass. But majuzi ndo likuwa nakusho. Nikuwa nimeota nikipewa visa. Talking about dream. And then kulikuwa na raya iko nini ndio likuwa nga ambassador. So alafu, nimebambika. Alafu na show off, niambia ati, isi nini? Ya mekupatia betting card. Mekupatia kakadika. Some betting company.
Yeah.
Sheepak dreams.
Hiki tunaitangwa nini? Kwa sababu hizi naitafuta hapa na sioni. Ndio tangwa ni happy tama nitangwa. It actually has a name. It happens. Come in and happen yaga maybe like once every 5 years. So like right now I'm going through it. And now when you go through it, it does not end in one day. So naweza enda kukidui shit like for the next like 5 days. Afuna if you're doing a podcast, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Because the more you talk,
you're saying something your ancestors are disagreeing with.
That's what I'm wondering, man.
Like,
but it started before Nianze kuenjoy kuzo. Ili happened kwanza kabla Nianze kuenjoy nani na kuzo yake.
Nani? Kabiwa Jesus.
Kabiwa Jesus. So I can't say that. That's the reason. Na jiuma umu. Nianze kabla.
Because it means nikijiuma it once. Nikijiuma it just once. Like, yon mekumbuka. Like.
Because where?
Five. We'll be afraid to talk.
Hey man, it's painful. So it happened like on the day to shooti, like me going to happen here since morning. Just so like fuck. Saizi me talk on happen here, like what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Kusala lazima nikuerada. Lazima nikuerada. But yeah. So Mr. Evans unarudi?
Kesho siku.
Oh, so by the time I saw na watch unarudi hiyo siku sasa. So flight ya nini? Hungary wangaje? Hakuna direct Kenya to Hungary?
Hakuna direct. So yeah, na depend na airline. Mostly na kwanga natumia Emirates, so Dubai, Budapest.
Layover, how long?
Kama ya kesho ni 5 hours peke.
5 hours, okay. Yeah, nipo umesema peke. Because I came to notice a layover is not as bad as we think. Of course, we have a 13-hour layover. That was crazy, man. That's crazy. But 5 hours, 4 hours... 3 hours, you're Simba.
Yeah, nikikuja, I had 16 hours, nikikam.
16 hours leo?
16 hours
leo. Kuta kwa save pesa, wate kwa?
Zizi. Yeah, kulikuwa na aspect ya kusave pesa, but pia, like, nilikuwa nisha book ticket ya kukam August, so then, after mom passed on, nika rebook tena, nikaongeza do, then, nikakuwa, so nilikuwa na 2 options, 16 hours ama 27 hours. Ay, nikaangalia yo do. Shit. Kasema acha niende 27 hours. So 27 hours ndo ilikuwa na 16 hours layover, then 5 hours kuja 5 hours up.
So layover ilikuwa Dubai?
Dubai, 16 hours.
Oh, but 16 hours Dubai unaweza toka.
Yeah, unaweza. But
uweza piga
pia the occasion nilikuwa na come. Njo pia huko.
Yeah, huko Jovio. So likatukua airport 16
hours? Yeah, nilizurura. Airport yao ni venue, make sure ni bigi sana. So unaweza piga malap nini.
Because mi nilichapa 13 hours Amsterdam. Buddha. Nilikuwa nime. Choka. Like tulikuja hivi. Likuja hivi nikajidanganya na mtake a few minutes nap jo. Dili end up nimelala mpaka saa 6.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So na understand. But hey, but buda jo, safe flight.
Yep.
And of course wana kwa gamtu wetu wa kutusupport. So yep. Asante kwa kusupport Iko nene.
Yeah.
Na pia iza George ya mother jo.
Yeah.
So jua. Tangwada hiki. Every time I question death, the only answer is life.
Yeah.
That's some sad shit.
Yeah.
Unajua kwa like 100 years from now you see what that got next exist. Ushawe chigile online unasema kwa like 100 years from now a stranger will be living in your house. Yo kwa like shit. Yes, guys, kwa hizo like 100 years from now. But the only answer is life. So yeah, imekuwa ni episode 336. Yeah, so Mr. Evans will tumesema asante sana. Of course when him say was STEM.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yeah.
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're in the right industry, man. AI, where do you see it going? Kimalizia.
It's no longer the future, it's now. So sahi AI imeshika sana. When you say, I think nimesikia kwa hii podcast that America innovates, China imitates, Europe regulates.
Yes.
So just recently EU implement the EU AI Act because they are cognizant of the fact that ikitu imefika na it can be misused. So wamesha eka the AI Act. So yeah, itafika pia Kenya. I think nime have your conversation on Twitter na Okiya Omtata.
Yeah.
Nikitaka kumuuliza kama wako na any plans on how to regulate it, because now speed inakuja, now there's need for regulation.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's no longer the future, iko hapa.
Because to me, if you are to replace a Kenyan office na AI, which office would you replace if we're fully AI'd?
Okay, an office.
It's just random thoughts.
Random.
wajamini ofisi gani? ESCC, anti-corruption. UK AI ni za chachisha jo. Imeconnectiwa jo na mabank accounts za government officials plus their families. UK ni za chachisha jo. Sudi anapita hapo jo asikia tu alam. Arrest. By the time Murkomen anakuja na watch. I think ESCC, anti-corruption. That would be good because I feel like anti-corruption hapa Kenya, this humans will never do whatever we want them to do. But yeah, so vile nimetoka kusema jo Buddha, safe flight. Kwa wasa wengine tunapatana live, sinio?
Yeah.
So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 336 kusema Eko Nene.
Eko Nene.